This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sometimes your job is fine. You like it well enough. It's a steady paycheck and all that. But sometimes you just want to do something else. That's the setup for this latest installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Lisa Fenya, and I'm the owner of Urban Hikes, Kansas City. Urban hiking is when you're actually walking around in the downtown areas or neighborhoods of a city and exploring them on foot. We notice cornerstones of buildings. We notice murals and alleyways, or maybe a distressed door that we wouldn't see if we were just flying by in a car. At the beginning, I didn't know how much money I was going to earn. I literally was starting from scratch. There was no other urban hiking sector in Kansas City. And I started it out as a side hustle. But after having my urban hikes for about a year, I realized that if I wanted my urban hiking business to grow, that I would need to focus full time on it. And that was a scary leap. So I really had to consider if it was worth it to stop working a full time job. And I had to take into account just our family income and if it would be okay if I didn't make money for a while at the beginning. When I was considering my pricing, I first set the price of $28 per person. And then with time, prices have gone up in our country. And now my prices are $38 a person. But it was a struggle to raise prices. I had to think to myself, is this something that people will pay for if I raise the prices? Thankfully, I didn't get pushback. So I think that our audience is really finding the value in them. The first year and the second year, I really didn't make any money to bring home and pay for my bills and that type of thing in comparison to costs that I had to run the business, like insurance and paying the guides that I have. But in 2021, we saw about 1,000 people. And by the end of 2022, we had about 10 different urban hiking routes. And we also had 6 different guides in addition to myself. And finally, I am making an income that is a sustaining income. I just gave an urban hike yesterday to students that are part of an advanced Spanish class. And so I'm also bilingual. And so I gave the hike in Spanish. And it was so fun. Like, we went to the Hispanic parts of the neighborhood and we visited like a Mexican American coffee shop owner. And so it was just so cool, like such an immersive experience. And we talked about the history of a specific neighborhood called the West Side and why it has a Mexican history. And so it's like to hear from Kansas Cityans that they saw so many things that they didn't know, that's what fills me up on my urban hikes.
Lisa Pena, guiding groups on both sides of the state line at Urban Hikes Kansas City. Wherever you are and however you get around, this series does not happen without you. So let us know what's going on, would you? There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.